All right, Grant Brisby joins us, of course, from McCovey Chronicles, SB Nation, baseball expert. Grant, nice to have you with us.
What's up, Grant?
You got it. Thanks so much for having me.
No, we're thrilled to have you here. And, you know, we get all sorts of things on Twitter, and our good friend Carmen Q and LOL KMBR callers, and, boy, the Brandon Belt, Hunter Pence, those are the buzzwords that are going today. I'd love to get your impression of what you think the Giants are going to do by the trade deadline, or if not. What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea if they think that, you know, trading Hunter Pence is going to be too much of a blow for the people buying tickets and things like that. If it's going to be something that's not easy to sell for the people who are actually buying the tickets and buying the merchandise. But I know what I would like them to do, and I'd like them to be a little bit realistic, and I think at least explore all their options and see what Hunter Pence would bring back, you know, see what Javier Lopez would bring back and really explore that option, because I really think this year is a lost cause right now.
Yeah, at some point, you know, honestly, if a team is playing, I'll say it again, I said it earlier today, if you're playing well and you go through ups and downs of a season, I can deal with it, but when you're 23-41, that's telling me that you're not playing good ball for a long time. Even with 60 to go or 59 to go, it's an uphill climb for a ball club that's not playing well, and I think that's just the reality of it.
Yeah, I think if they were to get to 90 wins, I think it would take something crazy like a 44-16 record over their last 60 games. I mean, that's to get to 90 wins, which you would think would win the NL West, but there's no guarantees, and they would have to play just a crazy stretch. That's like, you know, almost like the Moneyball A's at 2002. I mean, it would be a crazy historic stretch just to get to 90 wins, and I don't see any indication that this team is capable of that.
Now, it starts with pitching. Tim Flannery will join us in a little while, and we chat a lot about it. And, you know, I never give up. You know that. Until you're five back with four to go, I never give up. But you have to deal with the pitching. And Cain pitched a good game last night. The bullpen was all right last night. Then Romo, unfortunately, got him in a position where one error, they just don't have any room for mistakes, cost him the game last night.
It's really strange. I mean, it seems like everything is just in the wrong order. They just have the wrong permutation of everything, where in the good years when he had, you know, 2010, 2012, you had the pitching was really strong on a night that the offense maybe was struggling a little bit, and in the other nights you would have the offense picking up the pitching, and it seems as if this year it's just completely backwards. When the pitching comes through, the hitting really doesn't come through, or when the hitting comes through a little bit, the pitching just completely implodes. So it's like everything's just out of sequence. Everything's just one over this year, and I can't really wrap my head around it.
Yeah, it's really odd, Marty and Grant. It's with the Cubs in town, you'd expect them to go ahead and dominate these guys, but they're pretty comparable in record, obviously. And, boy, if I said your right fielder had a .281 average, 13 bombs and 42 ribbies with an .870 OPS, you'd say that's not bad for $13 million, and then I'd have to say that's Nate Sheerholz, not Hunter Pence. I mean, that's just mind-blowing.
Right. I mean, part of me wonders, if you look at Sheerholz, he's kind of crouching down a little bit more. I'm not sure if he changed something. It looks like he changed his stance. Is everything drastically? I'm not sure if someone on the Cubs got his ear or if he did it on his own. But that's the kind of thing where you look at that and you say, okay, he's in more of a hitter's ballpark. He had a change of scenery. He's got regular playing time. He's really playing against right-handed pitching only for the most part. And so you wonder if that would have happened here. I don't think it would have happened here. I think he needed that change of scenery in order to kind of blossom into this very useful player that the Cubs are enjoying right now. But that doesn't mean it's not hard to see. I mean, he's really thriving, and it kind of makes you wonder.
And he's such a good guy, and his father used to come out to the public house, and his dad was such a good guy. And I know that the NL Central is full of those hitters' ballparks with Milwaukee and Cincinnati, and as you mentioned, Chicago, too. It's just weird to look at with all the Hunter Pence hullabaloo. And I got to ask, too, who's if Brian Sabin is going to go to Washington, D.C. and make a trade prior to the deadline, who's more likely? Is it Pence or Tim Lincecum? I'd hate to see Tim Lincecum leave, but, I mean, hey, I'm not in charge, right? Who do you think would be more likely to be traded before the deadline?
almost certainly Pence. I think you've got on the outfield market, you've got maybe the premier outfield guys, Aoki from the Brewers, and he's not really a power guy. So if you're looking for some power, maybe more of a complete player, I think Pence is going to be the top outfielder. I think Alex Rios is really slumped, and Pence is coming on just a little bit. And I think a team like Texas would really do well to get Pence, whereas with Lincecum, he's still an enigma. I mean, if you are a contending team, how do you justify giving up a prospect for Lincecum? I mean, it's because he's still just an enigma. We have no idea what's going on. We're a year and a half into this thing, and we don't know what he's going to be like from one start to the next. How is a team that's in a pennant race going to say, okay, now we've got Lincecum, now our rotation's set, or now we've got Lincecum, we're going to put him in this role that he's never really done for more than a couple weeks in the playoffs. Now we have this super reliever. Now we're set. I mean, any team that would acquire Lincecum would be acquiring an enigma, and they'd be either eating a lot of cash or giving up a decent prospect to do it. So I'd be actually pretty surprised if Lincecum were traded at the deadline.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have two things. Grant Brisby is with us, SB Nation, McCovey Chronicles, and he was instrumental in the Marco Scudero rain globe. Grant, we'll let you tell that story in a minute.
Yeah.
But if I'm the Tampa Bay Rays and I got a chance to get Lincecum, and I think the Rays are going to be in the playoffs, they may win the American League East, how do you not take him and put him in that bullpen on a Rays team that, you know, that could use the spark? Who do you want? Rodney?
Fernando Rodney.
Fernando Rodney closing this thing, or the ball coming from Lincecum to Fernando Rodney? So I think there would be teams that would be interested in Lincecum for that reason, Grant. But your other point is well taken, and that is there are 42,000 people out here every day. They won two World Series with Tim Lincecum. Tim Lincecum deserves to go out a Giant. He doesn't go out as a Pittsburgh Pirate. You know what I mean?
Right.
He goes out as a Giant, and his career here is celebrated in September. And the two World Series are remembered, and he's a big part of it. He's the freak, the franchise
player. Two Cy Young, started an All-Star game.
Right, exactly. I just don't think you do that with Tim Lincecum to this fan base. It's a business to get, you know, a double-A prospect or, you know, a third baseman from the Pirates. I just don't think you do it. That's just my take on it.
Okay. No, you know, I could totally understand that, because I think that a team like the Rays would be interested in maybe taking a chance on Lincecum. Teams would be saying, okay, if the Giants eat, you know, most of the money that's coming back to them, we will give kind of the C-plus prospect back, because we will take that chance. You know, we'll try and catch lightning in a bottle. But is that C-plus, B-minus prospect coming back, is that going to be worth losing those kind of warm fuzzies where he's walking off the mound in a September start that he's done well and the crowd's going crazy, you know, knowing it might be the last time that they're seeing him? If he does want to leave next year, get a change of scenery, that does have value. I mean, it is a business, and you want to do everything right, but you don't necessarily want to trade him for...
Right.
I mean, it's like they traded Ray Durham for Darren Ford, and that worked out. You know, he had that great moment in 2010, but that's the kind of prospect that I think you would get for Lincecum, my guy, who is pure speculation. I mean, just a name that you're not going to see on the Baseball America Top 100 list.
Yeah, can't do it. Yeah, I'm sorry. You just can't do it.
It'd be a little bit of a letdown.
You can't do it.
But to let him walk away and not get anything would be painful.
It's okay.
Okay.
Right.
It's all right. It's okay. He's done his job here. It's okay. Hey, Grant Brisby with us.
Marty, you got the Robin Williams thing happening from Goodwill Hunting, taking Giants fans to your chest. It's okay.
It's okay.
Not your fault.
You had a big part in the Marco Scudero rain globe. Tell the fans about it.
Yeah, you got it. There was a commenter. Her name is Kyla. She was on McCovey Chronicles, and she said, you know what we need is a Marco Scudero rain globe. And I saw that idea and said, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. And then it kind of kept popping up in the comments. And I didn't even know what a rain globe was, if it was possible. I figured you would have like a snow globe filled with metal shavings or something to look like rain. But I wrote a kind of a quickie post on it, I think in February, and I said, you know, this is something that I'd want to buy if the Giants could figure it out and put it in the dugout store. I'd love to just go down and give them my money. And it took off a little bit from there on Twitter and Facebook, and apparently the people in the special events department were besieged by these emails from people, well-meaning people, saying, have you seen this? And, you know, just kept happening over and over and over again, to where they said, okay, you know, let's do this and make it a social media night and tell the story about it. And it's really cool. I mean, it went from a post and a little drawing that I did in Microsoft Paint to this actual thing that I can hold in my hand, turn it upside down, and have Marco Scudero sprayed with water. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, it's a great idea. And, you know, I saw it. It's terrific.
Wait till other teams start poaching that idea, Grant, because you know you're going to see it around the around baseball, huh?
I know it. Anytime something happens with a player in the rain, the rainglobes.com people are going to be all over it and pitching their idea. It's going to be a rain globe world.
You are very successful, Grant. McCovey Chronicles, SB Nation. How did all this come about? You've taken a lot of giant steps lately. No pun intended.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I've been blogging about the Giants for about 10 years, and about, I think, 7 years I hooked up with SB Nation, and I was one of the very first blogs there. And now SB Nation is Vox Media. It's this, you know, huge venture capital-funded behemoth that I'm lucky to kind of be riding the coattails of. And in 2011, I became full-time. I'm doing McCovey Chronicles, but I'm also writing with Rob Nyer on Baseball Nation. So it's definitely been a whirlwind. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, we really like Rob Nyer here, Marty and I do. And so, hey, if you're busting elbows with Rob, you're doing a good job, Grant.
Grant, who's going to win the West?
Who's going to win the West? I would like to say I'd love to say the Giants, but realistically, I'd like to say the Diamondbacks. I still think they have a strong team that's maybe underachieving, but it's pretty hard to ignore the talent the Dodgers have assembled and the surge that they're on. So my preference would be with the Diamondbacks, if not the Giants, but I'm wondering if that's going to be a little bit of a lost cause.
I know. We got quite a summer coming up, believe me.
Yeah.
It's going to be some. Hey, Grant, thank you so much for being with us.
Right on, Grant.
You got it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that is Grant Brisby, McCovey Chronicles, SB Nation. He's good, isn't he,
Pat? I got to admit, I'm impressed.